28, right here in Amsterdam, Southeast. Yeah, a very beautiful morning unto each and everyone. Yes, juggling along with I and I. Yeah, giving thanks and praise unto
King of Israel,
the Creator. The yes, I am.
The King is forever and ever.
It's Wednesday morning. The 2nd of November 2011. Radio Raso, you know? Yes, I am. I'm in the area. I'm on Red Lion, Empress Donnelly.
And we must never.
He just did there a reasoning about the coronation of His Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie.
He can never die. For he's your Baba Janai.
Yeah.
Yes,
for the eyes, them a testament, you know. For the eyes, them to learn and hear and listen.
And is the King of Glory.
And for some of the eyes, them to know, yes.
Are you picking up now?
Are you picking up? The message that I and I bring, Rastafari. Yeah, tonight, today, this morning, also we have a special guest in the area. Brother Scott chodding in from Seattle in the States. Yes, I welcome, Brother Scott.
Yes, I give thanks.
Yes, I welcome. A very beautiful morning today, I said. Where? How are you doing?
Irie, positive, you know, on this coronation day. It's a beautiful day to be here. I just want to give thanks, you know, for the item having I on the show.
True.
And giving I on the opportunity to reason about some of the works that I and I do, you know.
Yes, I more than welcome, you know. Yes, I. So, they are here for a special reason. They are doing some work.
Works. That's right.
So, yes, Power Collective.
Yes, I help organize a collective of brethren and sistren called the Word Sound Power Collective, and the focus of the collective is to support Rastafari elders that are in need. And what we see now is that because of the tribulation and the trials that the Rastafari elders and the ancients have gone through, and because of that tribulation, many of them have medical issues and different issues that need to be dealt with in this time, you know. And so what the collective does is tries to mobilize and fundraise to help those elders with medical issues, with simple issues like food, clothes, and shelter.
Yeah.
Many of these elders don't even and have the ability to make money to, you know, put a new roof on their gates.
Provide, yeah.
Right, to have food for that day. And so we work with elder advisors around the world. We have an elder advisor in Ethiopia, an elder advisor in Jamaica, and an elder advisor in the U.S. And they advise us on particular elders that have a particular need. We have a special fund set aside called the Elders Medical Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that's specifically for medical issues. So when an elder has a medical issue, we can respond very quickly. So we have a fund set up that ones contribute to. And, you know, one of the ways that the collective has been successful is in that, you know, every little bit, it makes a change, you know. So it may seem daunting sometimes when we set a goal of $200 or $1,000. But what I and I realize is that it's, you know, we're coming up with that fund through $5 donation or $10 donation here, but when you put it all together, and I and I working together in Unity, it adds up, you know.
All right.
So it's been a real blessing to see that happen and see ones around the world, including ones here in Amsterdam, contributing to these funds so that we can continue to do these works. And
All of it. So the Word Sound and Power Collective, they are based in Seattle, the States.
That's right.
How does this organization, how do I work alone or with some more brethren and sisters?
Yes, give thanks. So I don't work alone. I work with a group of brethren and sisters that help organize the works. Currently, we're trying to get nonprofit status, official nonprofit status, so that we can have access to more funds. But the brethren and sistren that help organize the works directly aren't all in one place. Myself and a next sistren are in Seattle, and then we do the organizing from that side. We also have a brethren in Atlanta, Georgia, that helps with the organizing a lot. And then we work with the elder advisors, and that's the core of the group.
All right,
that helps doing the work.
So, how did the initiative start to start doing this work for the ISDEM?
Yes, I give thanks. The way it started was that it came from a reasoning amongst I and I, and basically in the reasoning we came to the point that it wasn't enough to just chant Rastafari and have the liberty for yourself, but really we realized that the works were just as important, you know, as the words, and that, you know, if we spoke those words of Rastafari, then we really had to listen to the words that His Majesty said. And, you know, His Majesty said that that many times when those reach their twilight years, they get thrown to the scrap heap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't want to see that happen, and we saw the elders' works as really one of the most important aspects of the creed that needed to be fulfilled, because the ancients were getting up in years and were having different medical issues, you know.
True.
And so that was how it started. And then, you know, once we put that word sound that we wanted to do something, then everything just manifested right in front of us, and we just had to follow that, you know?
Yeah, give thanks.
Yeah.
Give thanks. So travel to Jamaica or to Ethiopia to link up with the elders there?
Yeah, so, you know, I haven't traveled to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly I just deal with two elder advisors in Jamaica from the Bingi house there. They come to Seattle, and I link with them that way. I've traveled to Ethiopia to link with the elders there. I was in Ethiopia a few years ago. And we have one of our elder advisors who's based both in the States and in Ethiopia. He stays about basically half time in those places. So we rely on those elder advisors pretty heavily to let us know when elders need help. And we've developed relationships with those advisors so that, you know, trusted relationships, and we know that these are ones that have integrity that we can trust, and so that they can trot out and do those works, and we just help them to do that.
Sure, give thanks. Yeah.
Yes, I bless and love.
Good thanks.
Great. So the I working, and so the next thing, the I is here in Amsterdam for other works, too. For the I own work?
Yeah, so I'm here for doing some of my own works in graphic design in Amsterdam, and basically whenever I travel to a new place, I try to use that experience to help forward some of these works as well, you know? And so I'm doing the same thing in Amsterdam, which is why I'm linking with the IDEM, and I give thanks for that. And I try to take any opportunity really to encourage ones to realize that these elders of Rastafari have really paved the way, you know. You don't even have to be Ras to realize that. If you listen to reggae music, you wouldn't have the reggae music if it wasn't for these Rastafari elders that really began to chant, you know, chant these chants and then put it to music, you know. And so they paved the way for I and I, and I try to encourage ones to realize that and realize that they're still suffering, you know, and they really don't have to be suffering, because there are ways and means that I and I have that maybe they don't have, you know.
Yeah. So the help that the ISDEM Foundation tried to give the elders them is mainly is it a financial help?
Yeah, mainly it's financial.
Mm-hmm.
And typically it's very specific to what it is. So, you know, if it's a medical issue, then we focus on addressing that medical issue both with the elder advisors and with, you know, whatever medical staff that they need to make sure that they get the help that they need. So we see a lot of glaucoma surgeries. Prostate cancer is a big one too, and so that seems to be maybe the main part of the work, because there are different medical issues that haven't been addressed over the years for many of these elders, because they couldn't go into a hospital, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't go see a doctor because the doctor wouldn't see them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to work with you know, different medical teams too, to be able to send Rasta doctors in, because we have Rasta doctors in Seattle even who could go help them, you know. So the medical part is a big thing. We've also we built a gates for an elder who his house was falling down, so we built him a new house, and that's almost finished now for an elder named Bongo Isaacs.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes it's just, like I said, food, clothes, and shelter. You know, there was an elder recently who, on his behalf, the elder advisor came to the collective and said that he needed a strength. And when the elder advisor brought the strength to the elder, he said, you know, give thanks, I could eat today.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to be able to eat today. Mm-hmm. I was going to have to wait and see when I could get my next food, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a serious thing, you know.
All right. Yes, I am. And how do I get you with that too? How the finance come in?
Okay, so the way it comes in a few different ways. There are the main way is through fundraising efforts, and one of those fundraising efforts is all based online. So we have a collective email list of ones who have expressed a desire to contribute. And those ones may not be able to contribute all the time, but we send out a message whenever there's a strength, and we basically, in that message, we say, you know, this is what the strength is for, this is how much it is, this is the goal, and then as it goes on, we send updates for who's contributed and how much. We feel that's important, not necessarily to dig up those people that have contributed, but really to show other ones, to encourage them, look, this person could, you know, every little bit counts, you know, this person could give $5, 10, you know, some people, you know, they'll give 100 or more if they can,
yeah.
And we work that way. We also have different culture shops who give a percentage of their proceeds directly to the collective, and ones who have done their own fundraisers in their own areas, you know. We do have some sound systems in Europe, even one in Germany, Ja Rock, who does a fundraiser, and then he just sends the money direct that way. And so there are a lot of different ways that ones can contribute. The main thing that we need, though, is financial contributions. That's what keeps the collective running. We have a medical fund for the elders that is constantly updated so that we can respond to those elder needs quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I give thanks. That's a Wolipa information and a Wolipa work. Yeah, we're talking to Brother Scott visiting INI out of Seattle, the States. Yes, I give thanks and welcome in Amsterdam. Your first time in Amsterdam?
Yes, first time in Amsterdam.
Yeah, man. I have it there, you know. Yeah, give thanks for all the works. I can only replay some music and then we come back again into the reasoning. It's 8:41.
I come from the one burning spear. You still tune in to the Good Morning Show. Very good morning. Hope you feel joy in yourself. Hope the item feeling well blessed this morning. Yes, I be remembering, celebrating, I liberating His Imperial Majesty Selassie's I Coronation Day. Today, the 2nd of November. Yeah, man. And we have Brother Scott right here, live and direct in the studio. Yeah, man, you feeling ivy this morning?
Yes, ivy, possibly.
Okay. Yeah, man, nice to have the eye, you know?
Give thanks.
Yeah, man. And so, I mean, like a day like today, the 2nd of November, Brother Scott, what's happening in Seattle?
On a coronation day.
Yeah.
We usually have a Nyabingi gathering, you know.
Okay.
So the usually we have two different types of gatherings. We'll have a Nyabingi gathering that's for the Rastafari community.
Yeah.
This usually a 1 or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
We have a culture center called Culture Yard.
Okay.
Where we have different events.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll usually have a community event as well, and maybe a fundraiser.
Yeah.
We usually work with the Ethiopian World Federation,
okay,
which has a chapter in Seattle.
Yeah.
And so the Word Sound Power Collective and the Federation work together and do some type of a public event with music and things so the public can come. And usually we might do some kind of this year, I don't think they're doing the film, but usually we'll do some type of a film to show a film about His Majesty so people
okay.
can make the connection with the music.
With the music
inspired,
and,
you know?
Yeah, true. Great. Great works. And I know Empress Askali Selassie.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yeah.
And the link with how is the link? How do I get to meet her and
so in the beginning of you know, the manifestation of these works, when we realized we wanted to help Rastafari elders, we came upon her foundation, Empress Menen Foundation, and began to support some of the elders that she had on her register. Bongo Law was one of the first elders that I and I supported. And this was before we really developed the idea of the collective. And we began to support her works, and we still do support her works. And what we eventually decided was that we wanted to branch out further and work with different elder advisors around so that we could assess the needs of elders in Ethiopia, Jamaica, and the U.S. because we have a fairly large population of Rastafari elders in the U.S. too.
Okay.
And now Empress Askali, of course, is in Ethiopia, and so we definitely support her projects, and I know she's working on a medical clinic right now.
Okay.
And a school in Owassa.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Empress Askali, you know.
She has a lot of energy, positive energy.
Yes, I and she's putting a lot of energy into developing different programs in Ethiopia, and I love to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, give thanks for those works.
Yes, I.
Yeah, so that, and I still reasoned with her, and you know, sometimes, right?
Yeah, mostly on email now. I haven't, because she's in Ethiopia, I haven't spoken to her on the phone for a time.
All right.
But she, you know, we definitely link on the works. You know, she knows the works that I and I are doing, and we definitely keep those links. And actually, I still help her by selling the calendars. She makes the elders calendars.
Sure. Yeah,
so she sends the collective a bunch of those calendars. Usually we just buy them from her.
Okay. And
then we send them,
yeah,
you know, send extra money that way too. And, those are really, really nice works that she does to help show the awareness of you know, the needs of Rastafari elders, but also informational about His Majesty and Ethiopian holidays on the calendar. So, you know, we continue to support what she does, you know.
True. And I see some, I have some books also, some.
Yeah, we also, ones make donations of different Rastafari cultural items that we sell. And one of the elders that we work closely with, who's my elder, is Ras Flaco Tafari, from Montego Bay, Jamaica.
All right.
And he's from the Pit 4 Nyabingi house there. And he's an elder that's trotted through Seattle several times and linked with I&I.
Mm-hmm.
and encouraged I and I as a community to contribute in any way that we can. And he's also the elder one of our elder advisors in Jamaica. And he has a publishing company called Wise Mind Publications. And he produces he records elders' testimonies and produces those in writing, and as well as his own itations. And so we sell those and help both raise funds for the elders that the testimonies are from, as well as continue to help Flaco so he can continue his works. And if ones are interested in those, the best way to do that is to check for him. He's on Facebook, Ross Flaco,
okay.
F-L-A-K-O on Facebook, and you can see the links through there to buy the booklets. They're very nice. It's to me, it's like pure gold. When I see a new elder's testimony, that's like a new book of the Bible, you know?
True, yeah.
It's like a new book of the Bible, yeah. So that's like gold, you know? And so it's good works that he does, and I definitely encourage ones to support
that. Yeah, support that. Yeah. So, and the name of the books, is it all different names? Or
yeah, they're Wise Mind Publications,
mm-hmm.
and the Ross Flaco's itations are called Face the Reality.
Okay. Yeah, man. And he's the brother that goes, the elder that comes to Seattle for the gatherings that I am organized.
That's right. Ross Flaco comes usually once a year,
mm-hmm.
During one of the, you know, Hola events of incarnation or as much as Earth Light.
Yeah.
And, you know, and while he's in Seattle, he usually travels a bit around too. He goes to the East Coast mm-hmm. of the U.S. as well. Seattle's on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And, and he's an elder that just goes and encourages communities to be more active
mm-hmm.
in the movement
yeah.
and to see how they can contribute, you know.
True. And it's all great words from the brothers and the elders and the Idam, you know. So, yeah, we give thanks, you know. What are you saying, Red Lion?
Yes, I am. Hi. Yeah, of course, Brother Scott is also interested in some support from the brethren and sisters who are listening to the Good Morning Show, right, you know?
Aye, aye.
You know, and of course, support is always welcome for this great work, don't it? Because it's needed.
True.
It's well needed.
It's true, it is needed, you know, and then it's a constant need, you know. There's always the need there, and the more elders are becoming more in age, you know, so there's always a need there. I definitely encourage ones who are listening right now to contribute, and if you want to do that, there's a few different ways that you can contribute. The first way is by sending an email to wordsoundpowercollective@hotmail.com and ask to be added to the mailing list. And so once you're added to the mailing list, then all of the different projects and different related news about Rastafari elders' welfare and the Word Sound Power Collective will be emailed to you. You can see what the works are and see how to contribute that way.
Yeah, so repeat that email address for us again.
wordsoundpowercollective@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
And to get updates on the works, we also have a blog, and it's wordsoundpowercollective.blogspot.com. And we show all the past works on there, so you can go through and see what I and I have been doing and what elders we've been supporting. And you can also see the current works. And currently, we have a fund which is working in collaboration with another Rastafari organization in the U.S. called IDOR, and they specifically help with Rastafari elders who have repatriated to Ethiopia. And right now, we're raising a fund for all of the elders to be shared amongst all the elders in Ethiopia, and that fund is a $2,000 fund, because we usually only send that once a year, and then that gets divided amongst or spread amongst all the Rastafari elders in Ethiopia to help them with whatever needs they have. And that's the current one. If you go to the blog spot right now, you'll see where we're at with that. We're about halfway to the goal now.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, man. Big up, big up.
Yes. Yeah. Great work. Great work. Yes, Brother Scott, give thanks for the works. Itinawale, you know. Continue along with your brethren and sisters over there, sir. You know, we, of course, we will, we gladly ask all the people who listen to support wherever and however you can. What kind of people the ice them get donation from? Is it only Rasta?
No, all kind of people. All kind of people, you know. We've done film, we've shown films before, open to the general public, and had all kind of people donate, you know. And I think once people have the awareness and make the connection with the music and the play, many people don't know Rastafari elders about them or that they've suffered or anything, you know. So once, I think this is a global issue. I see it as a global issue, you know. Ones who have been persecuted for their faith, and so anyone can donate. We encourage everyone. You don't have to be Ross. You don't even have to like reggae, you know. This is a human rights issue, you know. And so definitely encourage, you know, everyone, each one, to contribute whatever they can.
Rastafari. Yeah, it's a Rastafari yourself. The coronation day to the eye. What how the eye experience that?
The coronation day is like the for I and I is my favorite day. You know, His Majesty Earth, Light, and Coronation are like the two biggest days of the year. So knowing that I would be in Amsterdam for coronation day, I made a lot of effort to link up with the eye them, because it's important, you know, for I and I to be amongst I and I, you know, on this day. And you know, knowing that His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie the first was really revealed to the world on that day, you know, 1930, you know, and that's when, you know, revelation was revealed and prophecy fulfilled, you know. So it's a big day, you know. I definitely give thanks and praises to His Majesty that I could continue to do these works, where are really His works, you know. And I and I are just instruments in His hands. He's already trod before I and I and done these works Himself, you know. We just have to fulfill them, you know.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, man.
Rascot, give thanks for being with I and I.
Yeah, man.
Of course, more strength, more health, more prosperity to the I and the I.
And the whole, yeah, the whole foundation. Mm. Yeah.
Foundation, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was a joy to have the eye with I and I.
Yeah, special on a special day like this.
Yes, I give thanks for having I, man. You know, it's definitely a blessing, you know.
Yeah, any special thing that I want to mention? Anything that we forget?
Yeah.
I would just reiterate to support the works, you know, and support Rastafari elders. That's what I'm here for, you know.
Rastafari.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's 4 minutes to the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, of course. At 9 o'clock, we're going to have news coming up right here on Radio Raso. Yes, I am. More music for the eyes, them all of I. Give thanks, Scott.